A Day by the Sea, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. A Day by the Sea by Odin S. Gade. It was that summer when football player Torre André Flo sent Norwegians into a frenzy as he ravaged Brazil's defences. It was also the same time when Monica Lewinsky opened President Clinton's flies. This all happened while I held down my summer job at my uncle's shop out on the islands. It was a shop for summer guests where we'd serve seasonal food and beers. My job was to simply handle the antique petrol pumps down by the docks. My uncle claimed that some guy from the National Heritage Museum was interested in them. There were women, both young and old, in just about every boat that docked. It wasn't long before the Ben Dixon sisters came through. They had dyed their hair last year. Katja from Drammen came too, though she wasn't allowed to go on Interrail with her friends. I gave them star ratings. There were a lot of eights and nines, sometimes tens. I was a bit strict in that respect. The one that came every other morning around 10:30 was most definitely a seven. She reminded me of an Estee Lauder ad that I'd seen in a woman's magazine. You know, the grown-up, ample woman in a pair of dungaree shorts, a shirt tied around her waist, generous cleavage, and a cowboy hat covering her blonde hair. I used to borrow magazines from my uncle's shop shelf. I liked reading about women and studying their teasing outfits. I enjoyed all the talk about sex, relationships, and partners who had lost their sexual spark. I knew she stayed in a summer house on the backside of the island next to us. Seeing her small boat came around the headland and toward me was the highlight of the morning. No, forget that. The entire day. I sat there looking forward to catching the hawser and mooring her boat properly. To see her smile, take her hand, and help her ashore was worth the effort. She was from somewhere near the capital, but thankfully she wasn't as stuck up as some people from the big cities. As for her age, I had no idea. She was over 30, I was sure of that. Maybe 35, 40, give or take. Married. Going by the golden ring on her finger, probably. Although I have never seen her husband. Not that I missed him. She always wore white shorts and a bikini top, as well as a blouse that flapped in the wind once she got ashore. She often buttoned herself up before entering the shop, and when she'd leave she would say, "Oh, it's so wonderful," with a bit of air. One day she introduced herself as Christine Jebsen, but I could call her Christine if I wanted to. I knew it would have to be Mrs. Jebsen, at least for the time being. Christine was wearing a pure white, cute lace bra inside her blouse, which showcased her amazing breasts. They were simply delicious. She explained that she had to wash her other bra, using her index finger to slide along the lace flowers. Her smile didn't break for one moment. Seeing her tanned skin through the opening caused my cheeks to blush. "It's cute," I managed to say. "You are cute too, but now I have to button myself up. It'd be a splurge today. My husband is coming down here with some friends.